Hello and welcome to the Enlightened Medicine Show. This is Dr. Valerie Olmsted, and this is a show about truth and medicine and spirituality and whatever else pops up at the time. My special guest today is a colleague of mine, Dr. Kimberly Slagle. We both went to Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine in Arizona, and Dr. Slagle is the representative for pleomorphic products, and that's a fascinating subject that you don't normally get to hear out in the real world there. So hang on to your hats. You might want to take some notes or not. And we will be available through the call-in line also if you have any questions for Dr. Slagle. That's if the website gets back up. Anyway, welcome to the show, Dr. Slagle. I'm real happy
to have you here.
Thank you,
Valerie. Good to be here.
Yeah, this is a fascinating subject, too. I know we're going to have a lot of fun with it, and I'm sure we're going to blow a lot of people away with it, too. Let's start off with your bio.
All right, sure. I grew up in Connecticut in Hamden, New Haven area, and was actually touched and healed by a medical doctor when I was a young girl, when I was a toddler, 3 or 4 years old. And this medical doctor at the time, his name was Dr. Joseph Kaplow. I was so ill as a child that he actually would come to the house and do house calls. And he was such a different and gentle man and a different MD because he practiced homeopathy and nutrition and believed strongly in vitamins and cleansing out the body. Mm-hmm. And so he turned my mother on to vegetarianism and watching what we're putting into our bodies and reading food labels, and we started taking vitamins, and my mother became a Shaklee distributor of vitamins. And so I grew up with a more health-conscious home life.
Okay.
And so his imprint and the way I felt just in his presence just really carried me throughout my life. And as a teenager, I thought, oh, maybe I'll be an accountant, maybe I'll do this, do that. And then I ended up majoring in pre-med and biology from Southern Connecticut State University in New Haven, Connecticut, and still didn't know about naturopathic medicine, but I knew I wanted to do something more of what I believed in. But I didn't know that there was such a profession out there.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't until my... I was either sophomore or junior year in college when I learned about naturopathic medicine. And long story short, I ended up getting my master's, staying in Connecticut, getting my master's in biology. And during my undergraduate and graduate programs, I dabbled a bit in molecular and cellular research. And I really loved microbiology and doing that kind of research. But it wasn't totally fulfilling. I needed to do more. And it was around that same time that I found out about naturopathic medicine, and Southwest College was very, very new. And after visiting the other schools, Vasseur and National, I narrowed it down to Southwest. And you and I, Valerie, were in the third class, right?
Yes, we were.
At Southwest. What's that?
Yeah, we were. That was the third class, but ours was kind of split.
Yep, third class. And actually, before I came out to Arizona to go to school, I was working with a naturopathic physician in Connecticut who worked a lot with the Sanum remedies. And then, you know, in school, we didn't really learn that much about it. And then it turned out I met my husband in school, and then he ended up getting a great job with Pleomorphic Products, the company that distributes the Sanum remedies from Germany. And so here I am again, you know, with these remedies in my life and using them on our children. And I have 3 children, and I had planned home births with them and did not vaccinate them. And they, you know, they grew up within the naturopathic community. And what I do now is I'm a medical support manager for Pleomorphic Sanum. And I speak with practitioners via the phone or email across the country, practitioners who just recently got turned on to pleomorphism, as well as those who have been using the products for many years. And I tailor make individual treatment guidelines for their patients. And so that's one of the things that I do.
Now, I didn't know you were doing that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, see? All these things you find out if you just... I know it's quite a fascinating thing. First, we need to tell the listeners what pleomorphism is.
Okay.
So if you would be so kind as to elucidate them.
Sure. So pleomorphism is the theory that within our body, we have microbes. Okay, so microscopic, either plant-based or animal-based organisms that live within our bodies. And they live very symbiotically, very synergistically with our body. And we actually have more microbes in our body and on our body than we do human cells. And that just right there blows me away because, you know, we think of ourselves as humans and there's so many skin cells we have and there's so many cells within our GI tract. But there are more microbes in us and on us than there are human cells. Isn't that amazing?
That's pretty scary.
Scary, yeah. It's like, you know, who is running the show here?
Mm-hmm.
And so pleomorphism is it's the theory that these little microbes that symbiotically live within us can actually change from their avirulent symbiotic state to a more virulent or disease-producing state. And this change happens when our internal environment changes, when the environment that surrounds all of our cells and our connective tissue becomes more acidic, excuse me, and that can be through stress, it can be through thought, okay, anything that invokes a stress on the body. So thoughts, emotions, external sounds that are stressful for us. And then, of course, our diet, our lack of exercise, sedentary lifestyle that doesn't allow that flow of nutrients and fluids to occur within our body. And so then when this stagnation, this acidic environment happens within our body, then these naturally symbiotic occurring happy microorganisms become more virulent.
Mm-hmm.
And then we may get more of a shift in candida, say, produced within our gut, and we'll get a systemic candida infection or nail fungal growth, or women will get yeast infections in the genitourinary tract. And so the pleomorphic remedies focus on making sure that our internal environment, starting with the environment that our cells and our tissues are bathed in, remains healthy and not acidic and is properly oxygenated, and that the cellular debris and our normal metabolic waste products are moving through and getting cleansed and moving through the body so that there's not such an accumulation of debris.
Well, that's an important thing. I tried to get that point across to the listeners when I did a series of shows called Instructions for the Suit,
mm-hmm.
basically trying to explain in a simple manner how the body works. And one of the things I had on there was about the chicken heart. You remember that story about the scientist that kept the chicken heart cells beating for 20-some years?
Wow, right.
And then he got ill, and he couldn't go into the lab, and he told his assistant to take care of the cells. And the assistant did everything as far as feeding them and that kind of thing, but never washed the waste away.
Ah.
And then the cells died.
Right.
Same thing happens in our bodies.
That's right. Definitely. And one of the first books as naturopathic students that we received was Henry Lindlar's book, Philosophy of Natural Therapeutics. And in that book, he talks about microzymas. And this is the same thing that I'm talking about. There's several different words for these little microorganisms within our body that have been seen in the blood, and they actually can morph and change. Morph means to change, so that they can actually change into a more mature form.
Mm-hmm.
And the pleomorphic products, many of them are, there's 9 different product categories, and several of the categories are remedies that are made from fungus as well as bacteria. And what happens is when you take these remedies, and they're homeopathic dilutions of the remedies, and when we take these remedies, the virulent pathogenic states of the organisms that are in our body, say a woman has, or a person has, like I said before, you know, just a lot of candida in their body.
Mm-hmm.
So when we give them this homeopathic candida, it's of the avirulent state, so it's a more healthy state. And so that, when coupled with the virulent candida that we're trying to, you know, change within the body, when those two couple together, it actually brings that virulent candida back to an avirulent form. It's through, like, the marrying of the two, where the virulent state will then get transformed back into the avirulent state. And so that's what the pleo remedies do, as well as there's four different remedies that focus on the milieu, and that's making sure that our body is not functioning in a state of acidity all the time, because when that happens, we get aches, we get pains, we get headaches, then, you know, we're not digesting our food properly, and it just sets us up for a whole state of chronic disease when our body functions in an acidic environment.
Yeah, and I think maybe this would be a good point to go into the history of Beauchamp.
Sure.
And his discovery, how he discovered all this. And
sure.
For those of you who are not familiar with Beauchamp, he was a scientist at the time of Louis Pasteur,
mm-hmm.
and he was kind of in a race to become famous, and Louis Pasteur was rumored to have said on his deathbed that Beauchamp was right.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that bears a little bit of explanation. Would you like to explain that one?
Sure, yeah. I'll do my best.
Okay.
So Louis Pasteur and Beauchamp were both alive during the same time. And Louis Pasteur came up with the whole germ theory in his whole little swan neck laboratory experiment. And long story short, what Pasteur believed was that there are these microorganisms out there, okay? And then they come into our body, and that's how we get sick, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Beauchamp was saying, no, these microorganisms naturally live in our body. And it's when our internal environment changes and we become more acidic, we become more sick, that then those organisms then just take up house and start wreaking havoc.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Louis Pasteur mode of thinking really sets the world up to say, oh, well, if it's something out there, if it's a microorganism out there, and then it comes into our body and we get it, well, then we must take something out
mm-hmm.
there to make us better.
Oh, yeah, the pharmacy companies love that, by the way.
Exactly. And so then, you know, here we got the whole beginning of antibiotics and the pharmaceutical drugs. And Beauchamp was saying the total opposite. And but Louis Pasteur's theory won out. And Beauchamp, I'm reading right now, excuse me.
That's the hazard of having kids, you know.
Yeah. Exactly. So Beauchamp taught that the cell or germ was no more than a transitory object built up by the true entities found within it. To these he gave the name of microzymes, or minute ferment bodies. And these are the same particles now known as microsomes. So that's what Lindlar describes in his book.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. So it was from there that Beauchamp's theory was just laid to rest.
Mm-hmm.
And Louis Pasteur and the whole germ theory disease exploded, and that was what was believed.
Unfortunately, that's caused a lot of problems for a lot of people now.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, the thing that was fascinating to me when learning about pleomorphic things is that by studying the different components found in the blood, what they did was they would take a slide of mm-hmm. blood, and they would watch it under the microscope, and they would meticulously record what they found.
Right.
The interesting thing was that after a number of hours, you would see these microsomal bodies changing shape. And now they knew that nothing else was in there. It was
right.
only these things that they had originally seen in the blood, but they watched them actually morph
sure.
into what we know as germs now. So now, if you didn't quite get that, listen, listeners, they morphed from what was normally found in a healthy body. These things morphed into bacteria and viruses. Of course,
mm-hmm.
they couldn't quite see the viruses then, but
right.
they could see the bacterial changes. So these things were already in our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the interesting thing that I found too, Kim, is that later on, they found that if they waited long enough and the environment got acidic enough, it turned into cancers.
Mm-hmm.
That was fascinating.
Oh, yeah.
So listeners, did you get that? Did you just hear what we were talking about? We kind of both have soft voices, so, you know, if we lulled you to sleep, go back and listen again. So one of the things that's important is to keep the body in an alkaline state.
That's right.
And that keeps these little strange bodies from morphing into the bad guys that we know as bacteria and cancers and things.
That's right.
And for the listeners who didn't know it, cancer is not something that comes from outside.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually your own cells that have gone haywire. And there's
right.
a number of steps that have to happen for that to happen.
That's right.
And so it's one of those things that you've created in your own body by the acidic environment. And, you know, different environmental toxins and things can do it also.
That's right.
So as far as the pleomorphic theory, now, kind of bring us up to date, Kim. So what happened at that point to pleomorphic theory?
What happens at that point?
Yeah, after the after Pasteur was declared the winner, so to speak.
Well, the pleomorphic theory basically went to the wayside, and only those who still strived for the truth and the radical scientists and medical doctors at the time continued on and believed in pleomorphism. And there was also Robert Koch, who at the time who was able to say that Mycobacterium tuberculosis was the microbe responsible for TB,
mm-hmm.
because TB in the late 1800s, early 1900s was rampant across the world. And so a lot of emphasis is going into trying to cure TB. And one person who helped Koch was Carl Spengler. And he went and worked with Koch. Koch asked him to come and help him learn more about TB. And what Spengler developed were colloids. And what he took was basically just a very diluted form of tuberculosis as well as some other microbes and was then inoculating them into people. So he was making homeopathic preparations
mm-hmm.
of these microbes and inoculating them into people and finding some pretty good results. And that wasn't being used. It went toward the whole antibiotic route, but pleomorphic products has a group of remedies called the polysans, which are derived from Carl Spengler's work. And there's 10 different polysan remedies, and they're made up of some tuberculosis is found in a lot of them, but there's also different there's virus and there's syphilis and there's other bacteria that make up the different remedies. And what these remedies do is they can detect a hereditary or miasmic presence or sensitivity that a person may have. And what you do is you take a drop of the person's blood and you mix it with a drop of the polysan remedy, which contains the antigens, that contains the particles that our body is going to then develop an antibody reaction against
mm-hmm.
or to. And when you mix the blood and the polysan remedy, you'll see some agglutination taking place so that the blood cells actually start clumping up together. And what that is the antigen of the organism in the remedy combining with the antibody in the blood.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just this a great tool for doctors to use with their patients because if for example, if a person has history of Lyme's disease or
mm-hmm.
or maybe they don't even know that they have Lyme's disease yet, or maybe they're presenting just with the aches and the neuralgia and the pain, and then they are tested with this specific polysan remedy, which is polysan E, and it actually comes from syphilis.
Mm-hmm.
Which,
well, it would make sense since Lyme disease is a spirochetal disease.
Exactly. And so they may then, you know, react more positively to that remedy. And so it gives the practitioner a clue and a visual tool to see what kind of hereditary sensitivity that the person may have toward different disease states or mm-hmm. conditions.
I think that's a pretty succinct description.
Yeah.
I think that was, thank you for doing that, because it would have taken me about a half an hour to come up with that explanation. So it kind of helps, you know, when you're working in that area, it's much
right.
easier for you to explain it. One of the things that I think the listeners are going to want to know is, why do we want to know about this?
Why do we want to know about pleomorphism?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it helps us to know how much we are in control of our own health. I mean, we can't control if our neighbors are spraying pesticides and things like that, but we can take our shoes off before we enter our house so that we're not, you know, bringing in any kind of yucky stuff from the outside.
Mm-hmm.
But it allows us to get in closer relation to microbes
mm-hmm.
and allows us to start thinking of the fact that, you know, these microbes are within us. They play a role. You know, we have bacteria in our gut that synthesize different vitamins, and they help us with digestion, and they produce butyric acid, which is then used for fuel for the cells of our colon. And so it gets us into this notion of thinking of how can we create a more internal environment that is healthy. And so it's ideal to then use the pH milieu modulators, the four of them, which is one category of remedies through Pleo, and to constantly think that it's not just diet or exercise, you know, it's also our thought patterns.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, we can develop an acidic environment within our bodies just from our thoughts, you know, our constant negative thoughts and vibrating at a low level and negativity and just our mind talk, all of that can just keep us in that real depressed state. And we can be depressed in our mood as well as our immune system will get depressed.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so it's just wonderful for people to know about the different remedies that are out there. And they can check out the website, which is pleosanum.com. And that's pleosanum.com. And the remedies are only sold to healthcare practitioners. But, you know, if a patient is interested and they're thinking, oh, I want to start taking these pleosanum remedies, and tell your doctor to look up the website and, you know, let's get him or her educated in using the remedies, and then you can start taking the remedies.
One of the things that I seem to remember about this, and I've used Pleo products before, and I thought they were quite interesting, especially for tooth abscesses and things.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that's important is to keep the body alkaline.
Right.
Because if you don't, you're actually putting these things into your body.
Right.
So in order for them to work, your body has to be in an alkaline state, or you're just creating more of the same problem, right?
That's also correct. That's definitely correct. It's like you know, it's also the word emunctory. You know, I remember learning this word in school. And emunctory is a duct or gland that serves as an excretory function. And so the other thing is you don't want to start like a cleanse or a detox system unless you've opened up your emunctories.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that means you want to skin brush and exfoliate those dead skin cells, or you want to start doing enemas to get the colon opened up, or deep breathing for the lungs to get the lungs oxygenated.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we don't just want to, it's like if you have the refrigerator, okay, and you have food in there that really needs to be thrown out, okay, but you go grocery shopping and you come home with bags of groceries. Are you just going to take all that good food and put it in that refrigerator with all the food that has to be thrown out?
Mm.
No, you want to cleanse that refrigerator, you know, empty that refrigerator of all of that, if you want to call it like, you know, refrigerator debris,
mm-hmm.
which is in a sense just like the cellular debris within our bodies. We want to clean it out, get rid of that stuff that we don't no longer need, and then replenish it with the good food that we just bought from the grocery store.
That's a nice analogy.
Yeah, I just thought of that actually. I did that the other day. I cleaned my fridge and then went food shopping the next day. But and it's just like a lot of times when people say, you know, I've been on this cleanse for so long and I'm feeling good, and then I had a cookie and I thought I'd be able to take it, but my God, I just got all stuffy nosed. And that happens to a lot of people because,
mm-hmm.
it, again, the analogy is like if you have a room that's pretty cluttered and full of stuff,
mm-hmm.
well, if you bring in another couple of bags or boxes and you put it in that room, you're not really going to see a big difference in the
mm-hmm.
clutter, as opposed to if you have cleaned the whole room out and it's pretty organized, and then you bring in a couple bags and boxes and things like that, they're going to stand out more.
Oh, yeah.
Because you know, it's also your way, it's the way of the body also saying, you know, this thing that you just put in is toxic, and I'm used to functioning in a more clean environment, and so, you know, don't put that cookie in my body anymore. You know.
Yeah, I know. I have discussions about that with my patients all the time, and I have some that get really irate with me because they keep telling me they have to go so slow on this
mm-hmm.
or that, or, oh, my system can't handle it, and I'm looking at them, and, you know, my BS meter is getting pegged at that point because, you know, you and I both know that when you start doing cleansing and the body starts to feel how good it is to not
mm-hmm.
be burdened anymore, it just goes wacko and starts doing house cleaning.
Right.
And then it starts to get really sensitive to whatever you're putting in
right.
and the things that you're eliminating. And so you do have kind of a detox reaction, or, you know, might actually send you into a healing crisis also.
Sure.
Which is a good thing.
That is.
Because you're rebuilding.
Thing. It is.
But people get all excited. They don't like that. They don't like things to change. And,
mm-hmm.
and you know, to those people, I usually say, all right, well, your choice is you can either do this or be sick.
That's right.
So it all comes down to a choice matter anyway, ultimately.
It does.
And with pleomorphic, you know, mm-hmm. once you decide to go down the road of using pleomorphics, then I think most of those people have been warned, and so they understand they're going to have to keep everything, you know, fairly clean from that point on.
Right.
And it does make a huge difference, listeners. So if you ever have a chance to try these products, you know, they're quite remarkable.
And
can you give me a couple case yeah. histories, Kim, to kind of give people an idea of how we use this?
Sure. I was going to say that they're wonderful for children, you know, all the way up to the elderly. And the products are good for acute conditions as well as chronic conditions.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people think of pleosanum and they think of, oh, you know, these are only good for just cancer or those situations and chronic diseases. But that's not the case. So, for example, a child was born with seborrheic dermatitis, or cradle cap.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's just a real thickening of the scalp cells, and it can, you can see it, and it can actually be picked off, and then, you know, a whole glob of hair will come off with that chunk of skin. Well, we have one remedy called PleoNote, which is made from the microorganism Penicillium notatum.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the note comes from.
Mm-hmm.
And the pleo remedies, most of the remedies are available in several different forms, either drops, capsules, tablets, suppositories or ointments. There are a few ointments, and then we have SIPs. And the SIPs are not FDA sanctioned in the U.S. for injecting, even though many practitioners do use them off-label for that purpose. But they can actually be sipped. They come with a little straw, and they can be sipped. They're just little 1 mil ampules. So with a history of seborrheic dermatitis, there's also a bacterial component. You can also think of a biotin deficiency. And so Nodokil ointment was rubbed on the scalp for several nights. It can be up to a week to 10 days. And what happens is that the seborrheic dermatitis will start going away, and you'll start getting a pink scalp, a natural, healthy-looking scalp. And this has happened with several children, as well as an adult who had seborrheic dermatitis also. Another example is we have a product called Pleomuke, and this is from the fungus Mucor rhizomatosus, which is considered like the mother microbe that's found in all of us. And we have one particular product called Pleomuke eye drops. So another example of a baby who was born with conjunctivitis in the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And so one drop of the Pleomuke eye drops twice a day for 3 or 4 days, and the conjunctivitis was resolved. And another case with the Pleomuke eye drops was with a person who was traveling on their motorcycle, and a tumbleweed had come across and scraped, you know, the sclera of their eye.
Yeah.
And so their eye was, you know, injected, and they definitely had broken blood vessels. It wasn't bloody, but they had broken blood vessels and just red and irritating. You can see it. And again, a few administrations of Pleomuke eye drops in the eye, and it was resolved. The remedies are also really wonderful. A few of them are really wonderful for the digestive system. Pleofort is made from Penicillium roqueforti, like Roquefort cheese. That's what the bacterium. It's a fungus that's used to make the Roquefort cheese. Well, Pleofort is a remedy that is wonderful for any kind of digestive disturbance. So I had one patient, a child who just had a lot of stomach aches. You know, that was her complaint. She had stomach aches.
Mm-hmm.
And so we altered the diet a bit and put her on Pleofort and also some enzymes, and she had a resolution of her stomach aches.
Awesome.
And so there's a real myriad of conditions that can be used and treated with the Santa remedies. Those are just a few.
Well, I know that it's quite easy to get with some of the flu-type things with the Pleosanum products. And, you know, of course, the major problem that people make when they get a flu is they don't realize that that's your body's, like, last-ditch effort trying to get rid of things. It's not really a germ that you've taken on.
That's right.
Which is why flu shots don't work.
No.
But basically, to combat the flu with the Pleosanum products, you know, you can break one of the suppositories in half, rub it on your eye sockets, and then go and pop what's left, you know, into the rectum, because it is a suppository.
Right.
And, you know, within a half an hour, your sinuses are completely clear. It usually doesn't even take that long.
That's right.
You know, usually it'll take you about 5 minutes. By the time you get back from the bathroom, you know, you're going, wow, I can breathe.
Right.
So, I mean, that's a pretty quick remedy.
It's very quick. The remedies, the way I describe them is that their intention is just so clear and direct.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I really see it with children especially, just because they're such cleaner beings and so much closer to the earth than a lot of us as adults are. And that's right, the suppositories they're just made up of coconut oil and the remedy. And they can actually be eaten, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, it sounds a little funky when you think of eating a suppository, but, you know, that can also be done, and also for children, because the suppositories are a stronger strength than the drops or tablets.
Yeah, the thing, too, is with the pleomorphic products, mm-hmm. they don't have the harmful index that pharmaceuticals do.
Right.
And they don't have all the stuff in there that pharmaceutical medications have. So
right.
when we're talking suppository, it just kind of means a suppository-shaped waxy type thing.
Right.
But, you know, with the Pleo products, yeah, they can be eaten. They can be rubbed on.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of different uses for these products.
Definitely. And even if a child has an earache, you know, the suppository can be, a little bit of it can be rubbed between the adult's fingers and softened a little bit and then rubbed in front of the ear and behind the ear. That's also helpful.
And, yeah, definitely. And the other thing, too, is like with toothaches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, you can actually take the sips and put it mm-hmm. in a little syringe and squirt it up around the tooth, and that
That's
helps
right.
quite a bit.
And the same thing with the suppository.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually put the suppository right by the abscess or the infected tooth and allow it to just dissolve right there. There are several dentists across the country who use the Pleo remedies and have great, great success with them.
Mm.
Because if you have a bacterial infection in the mouth, then why not go ahead and use a homeopathic remedy indicated for bacterial infections? And there, we also have a few remedies that are made from tooth granuloma. They're isopathic then because they're made from a diseased organ or a tooth in this case. And so they go right toward the tooth and they do their job and have great, great results.
Would you talk a little bit more about how people can use these with their kids, especially in this flu season?
Sure. Well, my family and I just are recovering from the flu. We all got the flu, all five of us, and it was an amazing process, especially when the two parents, the caregivers, are sick also, and, you know, it's hard enough to take care of yourself, and you're still trying to take care of the children, too. But like you said, when our bodies get sick like this and we develop a fever, you know, let your body have that fever. Don't suppress it. Don't take your Tylenol or whatever you take to suppress the fever, okay? Because then your body's like, oh, you know, I just worked up to this fever to try to clear out this bug, you know, to increase the temperature, to get the immune system going, get all these lymphokines and immune cells working and running throughout the body faster, and now you're giving me something that's just going to turn me off.
Yeah.
You know, don't do this. And for children, if they have a fever, and children are then going to tend to sleep a little bit, but my children have had fevers, 102, 103, and they're still with it. You know, they still are sitting up a bit. Maybe they're not eating. Maybe they're not playing so much, but they're not that lethargic. And so taking into consideration the child's affect when they
mm-hmm.
have a fever is so important, too. But so when we're thinking of using the products in a state of flu, we're thinking, well, you know, the body is definitely in an acidic state, most likely. So then using the pH modulators, like Pleosanuvis is actually a combination of lactic acid in several different dilutions.
Mm-hmm.
And lactic acid is a buildup of anaerobic respiration. It's when the body is functioning in a state where there is not so much oxygen in the body. And this happens naturally, but when it happens over a long period of time, then we get a chronic buildup of lactic acid, and we get into a more aerobic and chronic anaerobic and chronic state. And
yeah,
so,
that's it. Let me just interrupt for a
yeah.
second here for the listeners. When you have a buildup of lactic acid, that's what causes the soreness in the muscle tissues,
right?
Whether it's from exercise or from the flu response.
Right.
Go ahead.
Right. And so so taking the homeopathic lactic acid will help in the state of flu, and it's safe for children. The other thing is Pleocitro, which is, again, it's several dilutions of citric acid. And the citric acid is also called the tricarboxylic acid or the Krebs cycle. And this occurs in every single cell in the mitochondria. and is responsible for the cell producing oxygen and ATP and making sure that our cells are in this great functioning, you know, the flow is moving, and there's oxygen within the cell and within the tissue and the organ and within the whole body. And then we have specific remedies like Pleoquent, which is specific for virus, because sometimes you get a cold or flu and you're not sure which it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is it a cold? If it's a cold, then it's more bacterial. If it's a flu, then it's viral. And usually with the flu, you have fever and you have aches and pains and you don't really have that stuffy nose and you have more of the headache and the fever with the flu. And then with a cold, you rarely get a fever. You rarely get a headache. You might have some general aches and pains, whereas with the flu, you get severe aches and pains. And fatigue and weakness is usually severe with the flu. And exhaustion is severe with the flu. And then stuffy nose, sneezing, sore throat, those are pretty common with a cold. Sometimes you get that with the flu.
Mm-hmm.
So Pleoquent is ideal for using to treat viruses. And then we have Pleonote, like I said before, with the note ointment, but the note drops can be used internally, and those are specific for any kind of bacterial infection. And then we have Griff, which is from maitake mushroom, which has antiviral properties. And that's a botanical remedy from Pleo, because we also have botanicals that are diluted. And so there's several different routes to go, but that's where I would start, with the milieu modulators and then with the Quent and the Note to conquer the bacterial or viral. Actually, not conquering it, you're just changing it from that virulent state that I was talking about before, and you're coupling it with this avirulent state that's within the remedy.
Yeah, basically the reason you're doing that is because the good guys then overwhelm the bad guys.
That's right.
So I just thought maybe the listeners could use a simple explanation there.
That's right. It's like if you're in a bad mood and you walk into a room where all these happy people are, your bad mood just is not going to be able to withstand.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you wanted to withstand, you're going to have to leave, because it's just going to just get flooded out with all of that goodness around you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's better to have the good guys within the body than the bad.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I would like the listeners to understand, too, if you don't know anything about homeopathy or the pleomorphic remedies, this is a natural way to combat the illnesses that we have out there in the world. And there are no toxic side effects. You know, the worst thing that could happen to you, basically, is that you... you have a healing crisis, in which case you'll see your naturopathic physician jumping up in the air going, woohoo, yay.
That's right.
And I have people call me all the time and say, oh, my gosh, I've broken out in a rash and I feel terrible. I tell them, congratulations.
Yeah.
You know, it kind of confuses them a little bit. But basically, you know, the whole point, people, is to become well. And with all the things that are going around now, and if you listen to Dr. Fred Bell, whose show is on right after mine, you might have caught his show about Tamiflu and the dangerous things that they're putting in the flu vaccine right now, and in any vaccine, actually. So if you're worried about that or worried about vaccinating your kids, check out Lynn Horowitz. Dr. Horowitz is kind of the front runner, you know, as far as all of our objections against vaccines and things.
Right.
He's done extensive research on that. Just amazing people that have found things with vaccines that are big problems.
Oh, yeah.
And as parents, if you're worried about that, well, here you go. We've got pleomorphic products. We've got homeopathy.
Mm-hmm.
We have botanicals. We have all kinds of things that work way better than what the pharmaceutical industry is putting out and have no side effects.
That's right. And a lot of parents say, well, what about when my child starts school? You know, they have to be vaccinated. And that's not the case. My oldest daughter is in school, and there's a waiver that we sign that says, you know, just based upon our own philosophy, we chose not to vaccinate.
Mm-hmm.
And that's acceptable. And she goes to a chartered school, and it's okay. I was going to say something else. I remember we had one professor, Dr. Scott Looper, who said, if you're going to vaccinate your child, the only one you should really give them is tetanus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they happen to get that rusty nail in the foot or what have you. But it's so important to not vaccinate. And I didn't even read all the books that are out there. I just knew there's no way. There's no way I want to vaccinate my children. And now, you know, there's the chickenpox vaccination. I mean, what's so wrong with chickenpox?
I know. It's just getting to be ridiculous.
It is. I mean, you know, there are cases where the chickenpox can lead to meningitis. And I know that is, you know, that's the worst case scenario, and the meningitis can lead to death. But, you know, there's even children who have been vaccinated with chickenpox, and they still got chickenpox.
Mm-hmm.
And so they put this harmful vaccination in their body to safeguard them against the disease, and they got it anyway. So,
well, same thing with the flu vaccines.
That's right.
So I'm against vaccination myself, and
right.
When somebody asked me, I was telling them they have to make that decision personally, but
right.
They need to look at all the facts. And
yeah.
I mean, I don't even vaccinate my cats.
No. Wow. Yeah.
You know, it's getting ridiculous. Our animals are even getting sicker.
Yeah.
So I for one, am very thankful that the Pleo products are out there, and they've been around for a long time.
Yeah.
And I think there's only one place that produces them, right?
Yeah, there's just one place in Germany, and they have very, very strict guidelines that they have to follow in Germany for manufacturing and producing the remedies. And then the remedies are distributed throughout the world. I mean, there's different distributorships and Italy and Africa and France and different countries. And then Pleomorphic Sanum is the distributorship in the U.S. where these remedies come in and then are sold throughout the U.S. to practitioners. And, like I said, just check out the website and see if...
Would you give that website address again, Kim?
It's www.pleosanum.com. And that's PLEOSANUM.
Thank you. That's something I think people are going to be searching out. And if any of you have any questions, you can get a hold of Dr. Slagle through there, or you
yes.
can shoot me an email. And my email is on the blog and service site and BBS radio site, and drvalerienmd.com. And I will be happy to forward it on to Dr. Slagle.
Yes, please.
If you have a physician who's interested, please also have them check out the website
mm-hmm.
and talk to Dr. Slagle about how these remedies can be used. And the company has other products too, right?
The company is also distributing transformation enzyme products
mm-hmm.
from the company Transformation Enzyme Company out of Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, the other products that we have are we have Pleo Chelate, which is great for detoxing the heavy metals, mercury, cadmium, and lead. There's the glandular and botanical remedies. There's actually a remedy that's made from human placenta, homeopathic human placenta, and it's wonderful for stimulating the hormones within the body and also great for any kind of convalescence also. But if there's any kind of female or male hormone issue, that remedy is wonderful. And then there are the Sanukil remedies, which help to assist the body to eliminate toxins. And then the polysans, like I originally talked about. And there's also a whole Pleosanum test kit if someone has, say, like a specific like EAV machine or
mm-hmm.
or something like that, and they can test the points on the person, or even muscle test them to see if they correspond and align with a certain remedy. We have a whole test kit that has every single remedy in every single form: drops, capsule, tablets, suppository, sips, and that's another helpful tool for practitioners to use.
I think the nice thing too about these remedies is that you only use them for a short period of time and then you're done.
In some cases, you
just use them once.
Yeah, you can. And then on the flip side, there are remedies like the pH modulators that you can use for an extensive period of time to make sure that your body is in a real alkaline state. And of course, you know, just nutritionally getting off the refined foods and decreasing our consumption of alcohol and coffee and soda, eating more whole foods is going to place our body in a more alkaline state.
Oh, yeah, of course. Question is, how do we get people to do that? I mean, you know, you and I know that that's a lifestyle decision that's
right.
hard for some people to make.
That's
but once
right.
they do make it, then you have converts.
Right.
You know, like I have patients that go out and talk to everybody they can. You know, whenever they go to a buffet, they tell people they're eating wrong. And,
yeah.
you know, they need to do this and they need to do that. And then they come back and they say, they don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
And,
well,
you know, all you can say is, yeah, you know, we know that.
Yeah.
We know that they don't want to change their lifestyle. They want to be miraculously healed by a bonk on the head with a magic wand or something,
right.
you know.
Right.
Or swallow a magic pill. And, you know, listeners, it doesn't work that way.
It doesn't work that way. And the longer the person has had whatever condition that they have, you know, they need to invest some work and make some decisions and some changes. And it's going to so empower the patient when they do that. You know, a condition that the patient has had for 5 years is not going to go away after taking one homeopathic remedy. It may, but chances are it may not.
Yeah, chances are it's going to take a little more work, and it's going to take, you know, cleansing the body and
That's
you know,
right.
getting fresh air and exercise and good water and things like that.
That's right.
And adequate rest.
Oh, yes.
So, well, I guess that's kind of my soapbox most of the time. And we are out of time.
Okay.
So thank you so much,
thank
Dr.
You.
Schlegel, for being on and explaining a little bit about pleomorphic theory. And I hope the listeners have been as excited as we were when we first heard about it, because that was one of those, what?
Right,
type
exactly.
of things, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And quite interesting stuff. So listeners, I hope you've enjoyed this, and I hope it's given you a little food for thought. And I'm very appreciative for those of you who have tuned in. Please tune in next week, where we will be discussing the Ashaya Ascensions, which is a meditative technique based on love, gratitude, and praise. And it's all about becoming more in alignment with what's real and bringing health and harmony into your life. So until the next show, thanks for tuning in, and be happy, be healthy. Blessings.